Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1977, recorded on Thursday the 21st of September 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Don Cleaver, and I'm joined by Leslie Fish.
Thank you, Don. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Mrs. Margaret Clark of Halston and Mr. John Horsfall of Norwich. We do really hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with this week's news, we have two features, one about Mary Chapman, who founded the Bethel Hospital, and the other on Ray Woolston, who has a love of railways. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include Anniversary Joy for Widows and Widowers and an unusual farm raid near Norwich. But first, racing ducks help a local charity.
It was a quacking good night as the weird and wonderful ducks which went head to head in a race down the River Wensum went under the hammer. And people were happy to run up a bill at the event, because auctioning off the plastic ducks meant thousands more pounds were raised for the charity Break. Businesses and local people bid for the ducks in the annual auction at the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland. The duck which fetched the most was one called Winter is Quacking. In total, £6,591 was raised on the night. Break is a Norfolk-based children's charity which supports vulnerable children across East Anglia.
Aged 54 and with four operations already completed on his severely bad back, Keith Ashley holds little hope of finding a new job. But that is now what he must do after his disability benefit was stopped after 8 years and he was told by assessors he could work again. The former mechanic at Lotus is one of thousands of people who has had their benefits stopped under the government's disability welfare reforms. The aim of the reforms is to get more people into work and reduce the welfare bill. Mr. Ashley of Elizabeth Fry Road in Earlham worked for more than 20 years as a mechanic, but 8 years ago had to stop from a back injury and started receiving incapacity benefits of around £100 a week. In July, he was assessed for a benefit called Employment and Support Allowance, ESA, which has replaced incapacity benefit. At the assessment in St Mary's House in Norwich, he was given 6 points for his disability. Claimants need to least 15 to qualify for ESA. Jonathan Toy from the West Norfolk Disability Information Service, WINDIS, said more than 60% of appeals they had done this year against ESA decisions had been successful. The whole assessment process is completely wrong, he said.
Workers at Greater Anglia are to hold two 24-hour strikes over the role of guards and driver-only trains. Members of the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union will strike on October the 3rd and 5th. A total of four rail companies will be affected by the action, including Arriva Rail North, Southern and Mersey Rail. It is not yet known what level of service will be offered during the strikes, but Greater Anglia bosses have vowed to take on the strikers, with other members of staff being trained to stand in. The RMT said 200 rail guards voted by a 9-1 for strike action on a 90% turnout. Drivers supported the action by a 2-1 vote.
A group which has brought friendship and fun into the lives of people who have lost their life partners. And now the Drayton branch of Facing It Together, FIT, has marked 20 years of bringing together widows and widowers, regardless of age. Many of the group's 60 members made it along to a celebration at Drayton Village Hall, where they meet regularly to listen to guest speakers, enjoy entertainment, share meals and have a friendly chat. The Drayton branch is the largest of Norfolk's free Facing It Together groups, with others in Eton and Aylsham.
The number of rough sleepers in Norfolk and Waveney has increased by 100% in the past 5 years, new figures show. Information from the National Audit Office revealed that Norwich, King's Lynn and West Norfolk and Waveney saw the biggest rise since 2012. But it has only been between 2015 and 16 and 2016-17 that the number of rough sleepers in those areas has dramatically increased. In Norwich, the figures jumped from 13 to 34, while in King's Lynn it increased from 5 to 42. Meanwhile, in Waveney, it went from 6 to 20. According to the report, the main reason for people becoming homeless in those areas was mostly due to housing issues and relationship breakdowns. The figure echoes the national picture, which has seen the number of rough sleepers across England almost double from 2,309 in 2012-13 to 4,134 in 2016-17. Derek Player, General Manager at St Martin's Housing Trust, said the report is disturbing because it questions whether the government is properly evaluating the various initiatives they are designed to combat both single-person homelessness and family homelessness.
A Norwich restaurant manager has raised £2,500 for the victims of deadly floods in Bangladesh following a successful charity night. More than 100 customers turned up to the charity flood night event on Sunday, which was hosted by the Rishi restaurant on Mousehold Lane. The event was the brainchild of Monty Ali, who wanted to help those living in the city of Sylhet, where he was born. Mr. Ali decided to host the charity night after seeing images of children forced to beg for food in the floodwater. The money is enough to buy rice to feed around 6,000 people, Mr. Ali said. I am so pleased our local community of Norwich has rallied round and helped the community of Sylhet, who are in desperate need. Thank you to everyone who came or who ordered a takeaway on Sunday night. The deadly floods have so far killed more than 140 people and have affected more than 8 million.
A beekeeper has been stung after raiders stole up to 60,000 bees and £600 worth of honey from his farm. Five hives containing between 50,000 and 60,000 bees were stolen from Simon Greenwood's farmland at Haveringland, north of Norwich. Stealing the hives would have been risky to anyone who did not know what they were doing, but the culprits have left no clues.
More than 1,000 people in Norwich now understand more about what it is like to live with dementia as part of a bid to make the city more accessible. The ambitious plan to make Norwich a dementia-friendly city was launched at the start of the year with humble beginnings and 10 founding members, including Archant, the publisher of this newspaper. But now 50 organisations have signed up to be part of the Dementia Action Alliance, and more than 1,000 people have trained as dementia friends. By 2020, Age UK Norwich, who are behind the scheme, hope to have trained 7,000 people, and nearly every member of the alliance has committed to offering training to staff and volunteers. Dan Skipper, Chief Operating Officer at Age UK Norwich, said, "As an alliance, we are really pleased to hit this milestone, which is part of our long-term aim. It has opened the door to people feeling they can talk about dementia, and for some, has enabled them to share their own personal experiences of caring for a relative." One organisation also told us it has helped improve their customer service. "When we talk about Norwich being a dementia-friendly city, it's about the type of experience people with dementia feel as they have as they go about their day-to-day lives. Becoming a dementia friend gives you some basic understanding of dementia awareness, of how people can be affected, but critically makes you think about what you can do and how it makes a difference, whether at work or in your local community. Often it's the little things that make a lot of difference.
Little more than a year ago, Ziggy was facing certain death in a Spanish pound after being found starving on the streets of Malaga. But now the three-year-old dog has his paws firmly on top of the world after being rescued and starting a new life in Norwich. And the lovable pooch, who is either a runt or a cross between a Spanish podenco and a terrier, has just qualified as a Pets Therapy, P-A-T, dog, which means he will pay visits to people who have acute mental health problems and dementia. Ziggy was adopted by Dawn Collins, a psychiatrist who lives in central Norwich, a few weeks after he arrived in the UK in May last year. Dr. Collins said when he arrived he was frightened of everything, especially men, cars and loud noises. Since then, he has transformed into a happy, healthy, if slightly chubby dog who adores people. Dr. Collins said Ziggy would bring a lot of happiness to patients across the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. She said, "I have seen the positive effect that animals have on people's mental health and distress levels."
Dozens of Norfolk sixth formers attended an inaugural event in Norwich, which immersed them into the world of science and maths. More than 70 students attended the Youth STEM Award Gold Conference at the University of East Anglia, UEA, last week, which focuses on careers in science, technology, engineering, maths and medicine, STEM, S-T-E-M-M. There were talks from professionals, tours of the UEA and challenging workshops. The Youth STEM Award is a prize for students in years 9 to 13, designed to inspire the next generations of pupils in those subjects. Speakers at the event included Professors Tom Shakespeare and Kay Yeoman from UEA, broadcaster and astronomer Mark Thompson, and Andy Brown from Anglia Water. Samantha Fox, director and co-founder of the Youth STEM Award, said the event would become annual and that the speakers had been fantastically inspiring.
And Norwich opticians will be raising a glass to the drinkers of the Fat Cat Brewery after its celebratory brew raised more than £1,000 for charity. The Dipple and Conway's independent practice went to the Fat Cat Brewery for a unique glass-to-glass initiative as they created a new beer called Cat's Eyes in celebration of the fine city optician's 100th anniversary. The opticians are supporters of the charity Break and decided that with every pint sold in its first 3 months, 10p would go towards the charity. With 14,500 pints pulled, £1,450 was raised for the East Anglian charity. Dipple and Conway director Damien Conway said, "I was expecting to be writing a cheque for around £500. Instead, we're delighted to be giving our friends from Break around three times that. It's astonishing. 14,500 pints is enough to fill a small swimming pool."
Norfolk naval hero Admiral Lord Nelson has helped Norwich Castle have one of its most successful summers in recent times. Huge numbers of people have been flocking to the Nelson and Norfolk exhibition, which opened on July the 29th and runs until October the 1st. The castle welcomed an impressive 31,268 visitors in August, compared to 23,545 for the same period in 2016 and 25,088 in August 2015. With about 1,000 visitors a day coming through the castle's doors last month, The Nelson exhibition has helped the venue have its best August in terms of visitor numbers since the castle reopened in 2001 after an £11.8 million revamp. The exhibition features more than 160 objects connected to Admiral Lord Nelson, from his childhood in Norfolk to his death at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. The impressive centrepiece is a huge French tricolour ensign captured from the French ship Le Genereux by Admiral Lord Nelson's men in 1800. Other amazing artefacts include the musket ball which killed him at the Battle of Trafalgar, the coat and hat he wore during the Battle of the Nile, and a locket believed to possibly hold a lock of his hair alongside a lock of hair from the love of his life, Emma Hamilton.